Fischnitz. Enjoy handmade pan-cooked schnitzel tonight. And Melbourne Airport parking. One-day terminal parking now only $51.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Josh Money's the General Manager of Footy Operations of the Melbourne Football Club. They're involved in a huge game tonight at the MCG. It's become an institution on the AFL fixture. Melbourne v Richmond, and I think they'll be pushing up towards 90,000. Josh Marnie joins us. Welcome, Josh.
Morning, Gary. Yeah, we're getting close to that. I think the latest is 87,000 for tonight, so it's very exciting.
So is there a possibility, given, I suppose, I depend on membership and who actually rolls up on the night, that you might top 90?
We think there's a chance. I think the conditions tonight, it's going to be a nice night, probably about 20, just over 20 degrees. Good conditions for people to come down. It's going to be a great game. So, yeah, hopefully we do get to that number. It'll be a great effort.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be a great occasion. You're playing against quality opposition, the best opposition, I think, in the game at the moment. So you'll find out plenty. And from a selection point of view, there's some interesting selections. Wiedemann, Tyson, Hunt, Stretch come in. Lewis is out with that hand. Bug, Fritch and Frost. But there's the added dilemma, I suppose, of trying to balance up playing on a Tuesday and then backing up again on a Sunday game. So is that taken into consideration?
Well, first and foremost, you pick the best team to win the first game, which is tonight's game against Richmond. But we always factor in that it's only a five-day break until next Sunday. So certainly we had some guys that didn't play at all this weekend. They can play VFL for Casey, and our Casey team played on Sunday. So we'll get through tonight's game and then we'll assess that. But we're looking to bring some fresh legs in, no doubt.
Hey, Josh, good morning. It's Tim here. The story this morning around is that there's been some changes to the coaching box structure at Melbourne as well. Can you tell us exactly what's happened? It's been reported that Brendan McCartney won't be in the coach's box for reasons to do with some disruption that may have occurred there. Is that the case or is that not the case? And can you tell us exactly what is going on there?
Yeah, okay, Tim. I think after four rounds, you take the opportunity as a longer break to look at all different things about what is happening with our team on the field, what's the operations look like, how's communication. And one thing we looked at was communication to the coach down to the bench. And the result out of that, we've said Brendan McCartney had been on the bench for the last 2 years and thought he did a terrific job down there. So that's basically been the change. Rather than him being in the coach's box, he's going back down to the bench. So not much more to add to it than that.
Okay, so it's been reported incorrectly then. So it's not anything to do with Brendan McCartney not gelling with other people in the coach's box?
No, I think it's purely about trying to get better communication on the bench and utilising someone's skill set, and that's the reason we've made that decision.
How important is it from a response to a disappointing game against Hawthorne in front of what's going to be a huge crowd, not only at the game, but a huge television audience as well? How important is it that this Melbourne brand, or who it's been spoken about in recent weeks, is on display tonight against the Tigers?
Well, it's important, Gary, because we're trying to build a reputation as a footy team. And yesterday, last week, we lost. We went backwards. We lost some fans on that. It takes a long period of time to build a reputation. And last week against Hawthorn wasn't anywhere near the way we want to play. So we've performed well up until that time over the pre-season and the first few rounds. But we get another opportunity against, as you mentioned earlier, the best opponents. You know, the pressure that Richmond bring with their tackling pressure, you know, the rotations they got through their midfield, the way they defend. They're a great challenge for us, and no better way to be able to respond this week, as you said, in front of a big crowd and against last year's premiers.
Talking to Josh Marnie, the Melbourne General Manager of Football and Operations. This is a broader question, a big sort of footy question, and to do with the match review panel decision on Ryan Burton. Is that the right decision, do you think, Josh, for the game of AFL football?
Yeah, rather than talk about incidents in particular, I think I spoke to our players 2 weeks ago about what is the trends that are coming out. And the two things that I tell our playing group is that if you make contact with the head at any stage, you put yourself at risk. And anything behind play is something they're looking at as well. If there's any jumper punches or anything minor in there, you're going to be lighter in your pocket as well, and you get fined with that. So they're the two things. If you choose to bump, you make contact with the head, you're going to be at risk. And anything behind play as well, you're going to end up getting a fine.
Does that mean you're surprised then that Ryan Burton didn't have a case to answer?
Well, the way it's been discussed is if you choose the bump and there is contact with the head, that, as I said, you're at risk. Yep. So I haven't looked at that in detail, whether he made contact with the head or not, but that's certainly the way we guide our players.
Hey, Josh, tell us and give us an insight into Sam Wiedemann, who was a big investment for the footy club, was taken as a first round top 10 pick. He's a 6 foot five, 6 foot six boy who has taken a little bit of time, which is tends to be the case for these big fellas, but he's got some good footy under his belt at VFL level now.
Yeah, the most important thing is he's been playing games at VFL level. He's put on some size over the pre-season. He looks now like an AFL body. He's put on 6 or 7 kilos. And the way, what we love about him, he just launches at the footy as a key forward. That's all you want, a big target that the players can look up the ground and kick the ball to. He's been in good form at VFL and he's going to create some really good contests for us and up against some really experienced defenders against Richmond.
Yeah, and would he be the pinch-hitting ruckman, do you think, if when Maxi has a spell?
Sam's been doing that at VFL level. We've been training up to the second ruck, so at this stage, we'd expect him to be doing that.
Well, it's going to be a beauty. 87,000, if, as you predict, is 87 at the moment, get there, it'll be the biggest home and away crowd that Melbourne have played in front of since 1964, so let's hope that is the case.
Yeah, and we're encouraging people to get there early. Gary, we don't want... There's going to be some extra security, as there is with big crowds like this, so try to get there as out of work and get down there as quickly as you can, and, I aim to get there around 5:30. There's going to be activities before the game, and I don't think you can get a better time before the game. But when there's a crowd like that and there's silence around the G and they play the last post, it's one of those memorable experiences that everyone should experience.
100%. Josh, yep. Good luck tonight.